What is our reputation? What is our information about ourselves that people use as a criteria for referring to us when they introduce us as speakers? What is our reputation? What do people know about us? Well, can you imagine a very competent speaker getting up to speak and needing to have a big introduction so that the people would know that he's a competent speaker? That would seem to be cold to Newcastle, and that is sort of a strange thing. Why is it that they like to give such an introduction to people and tell so much about them and tell how wonderful they are? Well, really, the reason that the Master of Ceremonies is doing that is to show how wonderful his organization is at having been able to get that person to speak, at having been able to get that person to be part of the program. Because that a person of that stature, of that response, would certainly not be speaking to just some little rinky-dink organization or group or city or something. Whereas truly, a great person has absolutely no concern of the group that he's speaking to. A great person has within him or her the genius that they are, the wonder that they are, the magic that they are, and they don't need any introduction at all. All you do is just be there, and then the master of ceremony says, I lost my notes. I introduced to you our speaker tonight, Mr. X. And you think to yourself, okay, yeah, what's this going to be all about? So he gets up and he begins to talk. And because he's a very charismatic, or very fine charisma about him, a shimmer in his being, everybody looks and they think, oh. And then he begins to share his ideas. And in sharing his ideas, he doesn't say, you do this, you do that. He said, life's filled with all sorts of great adventures. And as these great adventures go on, we open ourselves up to exciting times. I was talking to a man yesterday who was telling me about his experience with a group of horses. And I thought, what am I interested in horses for, you know? And the man just went on with his discussion of horses. And he said that as he was walking by this farmer's field, he saw these horses, and the horses just spoke to him. He had to stop and look at them. It was just as though the horses had said, hi, mister, come on over and say hello. And this man went over and he said hello to the horses. He said, how are you guys doing today? And the horses came by the fence and they sort of put their neck within reach so he could pat them. And as he stood there, he thought to himself, now why is it that these horses were able to communicate to me to tell me to come by the fence and pet them and wish them well? What is there about them that is so inviting that makes me want to come over? I'm really not sure. But I'm a friendly person, the person said. I'm a very friendly person, and so I went over there. And then I just happened to think, I had been at my mother's house for lunch that day, and she had a bunch of sugar cubes on her table, and I took about four or five of them and stuck them in my pocket, thinking nothing of it, just sticking them in my pocket. And so I thought, hey, maybe horses do like sugar cubes. Mm-hmm. So I reached within and put it on the palm of my hand like this, and the horse nuzzled it off, and the other horse came over and said, got any more? And I reached in, got another one, put it out, and each one of them lifted it off my hand. Now, how did they know I had sugar in my pocket? Because sugar doesn't have any sensitivity, any odor. But what they knew was that I was a very friendly guy, and I was always filled with happy thoughts. And so that's why they came, I guess. But, you know, the world is a wonderful place. Before, my friend mentioned yesterday that he went to the fence and the horses came to him, I was thinking that we have to do a lot of treatment. We have to do a lot of heavy-duty work to get results in our life. And I realized all we have to do is like ourselves and be ourselves and have fun. And that's what my friend was doing. He walked over that fence because he felt good about those horses. And he doesn't even ride horses. He felt good about those animals. And when he went over there, the animals felt good about him. And then he just remembered, just offhand, that he had the sugar cubes in his pocket. And he gave it to each one of the four horses. And the four horses just stood there and just had oh so many wonderful things to say about him. And he said, now this is a man who understands a horse. Mm-hmm. This is a man who understands our treat time, you know. This is a man, this is a good guy. So we think we have to be introduced to an audience to let them know what we represent and who we are. And within 5 minutes of opening our mouth, the audience not only knows who we are, knows what we believe, but they also know whether they are interested in us or not, whether they're going to turn us off or turn us on. Now, how can we ensure that an audience is going to turn us on? How can we ensure that we are going to turn on an audience? How can we be sure of that? Well, the only way you can be sure of that is by being yourself and having fun. Being yourself at all times. Because it's not a matter of how much you know, how brilliant you are, and the people you're talking to. It's not a matter of these things at all. It's only a matter of one thing. It's liking yourself and expressing who you are. Now, this man liked himself. He took the four cubes of sugar from his mom. He put them in his pocket. He liked the horses. He went over to see them. And then he remembered the sugar cubes. He could have forgotten about the sugar cubes because he was not really a horse person who realized that horses like sugar. But he did remember them, and he did follow through. Now, what do you think his audience, the horses, thought of him? They thought, that's a pretty cool guy. What do you think that my audience, you, think of me telling you the story of this man? Each one of us goes out with our advertising plastered all over us. The whole world looks at us and they see what kind of person we are by the attitudes we have, by the smiles that we have, by the feelings that we have, by the needs that we have. If I needed you to make my life happy as a speaker, you probably could do it very well. But I don't need anyone to make my life happy as a speaker because I like being me. I like being a speaker. I like sharing these thoughts and these ideas. I really enjoy it. And if someone comes along and says, hey, you did a good job. Thank you. Hey, you did a poor job. What? Well, I guess there's always room for improvement. Did you notice anywhere that I could improve specifically? And immediately, the guy, instead of being against you, he says, hey, this guy's got humility. This guy has chutzpah. He has the ability to take a bad comment and turn it into a lovely compliment. This guy has what it takes to be a wonderful person. But the minute someone says, oh, you gave a bad talk, And our dander is up. They can sense that. They don't have to see our face or our body. They just sense the prickliness about us. And they know that we're not too pleased with what they've done, and they succeeded in riling us. If you're going to be a public speaker, if you're going to be a person who goes out in the world, you're going to go to the store, have a clerk wait on you. You're going to go to the dentist. You're going to go to the doctor. You're going to go anywhere you like. What's going to happen? I was talking to a man yesterday, and I said to him, I went in for my annual physical, and the doctor couldn't find anything wrong. And he said to me, I don't go in for annuals. I haven't seen a medical doctor for 8 years. And I thought to myself, good for you. Good for you. However, are you so afraid that the doctor is going to find something wrong with you that you can't go in there and know that he's going to find everything right with you? Are you so afraid that the race consciousness has gotten to you in some area and you just don't want to know about it? You want to hide behind the fact that you don't have a problem? That's okay. That's okay. But when it comes time to remedying the problem, and you have let it go so long, the remedy is not always as easy as it would be if you had just gone in for your annual checks and found that you were perfectly fine. Don't forget, there's a lot of people who go in for their annual checks. We read about them, not a lot of them, maybe 8 or 10 of them per 100,000 people. And they go in for their annual checks, and then 3 days later, after they've been pronounced perfect, they die. They die of an illness or a heart attack or something else like that. Now, why? Why? Why is that? Well, anyone could make a statement to you. Anyone could make a statement to us, and that statement would be, oh, you look sick. Oh, my God, did you know that that's going around? And did you know that you were there, that you were on that ship visiting those people as their ship came in, and that had that particular disease, and it goes like click, like that. So, hey, boy, I don't have anything to do with you, you know. You're dangerous, you know. In 2 seconds, you know, you could be gone. Well, he thinks about it, and shortly thereafter, he's gone. Why? He let the idea come into his being. We have to be master of ourselves, like ourselves, creator of ourselves, not let anything disturb us. Because if we let things disturb us, like being ill or anything like that, what we're doing is we're empowering something that we really don't want to experience in our life. So I suggest to each of us that we get in charge of our life and we take charge of our thoughts and we realize that we don't have to experience anything, and yet we can experience everything. What are you ready for? What are you ready to experience? Are you ready to experience a life of wholeness, of peace, of joy, of harmony, of people liking you, of you liking people? Is that what you want? Well, go out and do it. Live it. Talk it. Are you interested in having a disease or having some illness take charge of you and knock you off right now? Go do it. You're giving power to something outside yourself that's not beneficial to you. Go do it. You're free to do it. It's silly. It's silly. But, hey, you're free to do anything you want. You're free to be the happiest person in the world, or you're free to be the saddest person in the world. It doesn't make any difference. What is it that you want? And whatever it is that you want, that's what you go for. So, today, choose what you're going for. Demonstrate it in your life and experience it and know it, because that's true for you. So, I love you very much and have a wonderful day. Thank you.